Please remember, this is an adults-only podcast and does contain some very sensual themes. So please, only listen to this podcast if you are happy to explore your deepest sensual fantasies with me and are of a suitable age.
Hi, it's Devlin, and welcome to another episode of Wild in Bed, your destination for salacious stories, sensual satisfaction, and finger-licking good fantasies. Now, as you enjoy tonight's little story, you know you can enjoy even more intense pleasure and endless satisfaction by coming to see me at wilddesires.com, where you can test ride your erotic fantasies absolutely for free. Just for coming, you know this podcast is best enjoyed laying on your bed. Just put your earbuds in, close your eyes, loosen any clothing, well, you never know, fingers do travel, and surrender to the pleasure of my voice, moving over and inside you. And when you're ready to enjoy deep, sensuous pleasure, just go ahead and take a deep breath and hold it for a moment. And then release it with a sigh, letting go of any tension, any stress. For the next 30 minutes or so, it's just you and my voice. This is your time to relax, your time for sensuous satisfaction, your time to release that inner woman as you listen to my voice and feel the story caressing your body as you enjoy tonight's show. The bed held so many memories. But how could it really? It was just a bed. Like the rest of this house. From the basement they never cleared out, and the attic that still held all the boxes she'd meant to put away one day. For 6 years it had been their bed. They had shared it, made love in it, slept in it. And this past 6 months, it had become her bed. Alone, desolate, single. Tracy traced her fingers over the pillow, down the mattress, following the memories of the curves of his body from the last night he had spent in the bed. The night before she had seen that text, and her world had crashed into oblivion. Like some perverse phoenix, her collapse had led her to a cathartic education about the man she really lived with, and not the one she thought she did. Some twisted side of her needed to know why, to know all the details, although she dreaded hearing the answer. And in pursuit of this self-punishing goal, she had met up with the other woman in a bar. They'd had a nice polite conversation and a few drinks, mainly drunk by Anne, as Tracy had discovered she was called. And there, she discovered all the gory details. Anne hadn't seemed like that sort of woman. She was a filing clerk at an attorney's, intelligent, articulate, and even funny, despite being a little tipsy. As Anne reeled off a list of carnal activities they had indulged in, she had tried to picture this woman in front of her in a dominant role, standing over Tracy's man and demanding sexual gratification from him. But she just couldn't. She could picture her in front of her with no teeth and her nose bloody. But as the woman had at least 6 inches in height over Tracy and about 100 pounds, she wasn't about to explore that opportunity. This was only confirmed when Anne told her the extent of the domination play. A woman who could spank a man until he hurt? Tracy just didn't know if she had the physical strength to do that. Following that, she spent a very eye-opening evening on the internet, which only took her deeper into the rabbit hole. A whole world of dark desires opened before her. My God, there were even places normal, happy-looking places that sold everything you needed online. After one too many margaritas, Tracy reached out for her purse and made a purchase that would change her life. She just needed to let go of her past. In the weeks after she threw Mike out, he had texted her at least 10 times a day, all of which she ignored. He had sent her flowers, all of which went straight into the trash. Eventually the apologies went silent. The flowers were no more. But it wasn't resolved, not completely. Tracy had hoped time would be a great healer. And to a degree, it was. But there was still a dark shadow that hung ominously over her. Why couldn't he talk to her? Was it her fault in some way? She needed to put this to bed. She needed to put this behind her. Her text was simple. We need to speak. Come to my house Friday, 7 p.m. Don't tell anyone. His response was quick and succinct. I'll be there. Of course I won't tell anyone. Tracy really didn't want anyone knowing that she might even be entertaining having that rat in her house again. Her pride had been wounded enough. When her parcel arrived in a suitably plain box, she opened it nervously, expectantly. She didn't quite know what she expected, but was damn sure she expected something. Maybe dark lust to leap out from the depths of the cardboard. Instead, her lingerie was wrapped in clear plastic, her new toys in normal boxes. The whole thing seemed so decidedly pedestrian. It was almost shocking to think of the passions that were fueled by these things. Friday evening came soon enough, perhaps too soon. Tracy wasn't really sure she could go through with this, but something deep inside her needed tonight to repair that bruised pride of hers, to make herself feel like she was in control again. It really had been months in the planning, and despite her best efforts, she needed to do this. She knew it was probably wrong, maybe even stupid, but she couldn't shake this feeling that everything would be a lot better afterwards. She had taken half a day leave that Friday to give herself time to prepare. She had a prolonged bubble bath, enjoyed a margarita, tried to eat something but felt sick with it. So she had another margarita. Maybe it was the margaritas, but when she put on her new lingerie and looked at herself in the mirror, she did feel different. She did feel sexier. She did feel more powerful. It was almost a shame to cover it up underneath her normal clothing. But she did nonetheless. She had barely finished putting the snacks out on the table in the sitting room when the doorbell rang, sending shocks of nerves through her body. Suddenly, the stupidity of this evening welled in her mind. Was she really going to do this? Was she going to go through with this? But she was here, and he was obviously outside. Tracy needed to do this for her own sanity. Swallowing the remains of yet another margarita quickly, she opened the door. Seeing how nervous he was as he stood on her doorstep, dripping from the rain outside, was strangely comforting. After the normal pleasantries, he followed her to the sitting room, where she offered him food and his usual whiskey. The food he passed on, the whiskey was more enthusiastically accepted. As they sat on separate sofas, Tracy watched him for a moment, trying to recall all the words she had recited so many times in her head. But they just seemed to have slipped from her mind, as she looked at how small and pathetic he looked. God, was this really the man she had thought of as strong and independent? How many times had she called him her rock? All of that just seemed so stupid now. To say the conversation was awkward was an understatement. Both of them danced around the issues for long minutes as they discussed work, his mother, her mother, the car, and how she finally started getting the rest of the house in order by clearing the cellar. I was so hurt, Mike, Tracy eventually whispered. I thought initially it was because you had sex with another woman, but eventually I realized it was because you didn't trust me enough to talk to me about your needs. His eyes went glassy before a deluge of apologies cascaded from his lips. When he fell silent, Tracy lifted her legs slightly, in a deliberate move to expose the stocking tops that had been hidden beneath her plain skirt, in a I-don't-know-I'd-flash-them type of way. Mike's eyes focused on the movement of her thighs, and in on the stocking tops. Yep, he'd definitely seen them. Putting her leg back down, she offered him another whiskey in the most normal voice she could manage. Standing, she took his tumbler from his shaking hand and refilled both of their glasses. As she returned to her sofa and sat down, his gaze didn't move from her pleated skirt, almost as if he was willing it to lift again and give him another view of what she was wearing underneath. Oh, I'm going to make you suffer, you bastard, Tracy thought. Slowly and deliberately, Tracy rubbed the inside of her thighs gently as she spoke, massaging her thumb up and down, as if rubbing an old sports injury, almost in a distracted way, well aware of the impact her actions were having by the tenting in Mike's pants, whilst maintaining an air of ignorant bliss and innocence. "So why did you do it?" she repeated, shattering his trance. "Oh, what? Sorry, miles away. I was curious, that's all. I'd heard powerful men really enjoyed it," he said, his eyes dropping from embarrassment. Tracy giggled within the confines of her mind, thinking to herself, "So you thought you were a powerful man, so you would enjoy it. And you never thought to discuss it with me?" she said, homing in on the centre of her pain. "I just couldn't. It would have been too embarrassing," he said sheepishly. "Much better to fuck a slut then," she said, her voice dripping with pain. The room felt deathly silent. Tracy watched him for a while, her hard gaze making him squirm. She had to admit, there was a thrill to having this much power. Her pussy certainly agreed. It was clutching wildly underneath the respectable surface of her skirt, and judging by the warm caress of moisture on the top of her thighs. This little game was only going to become more intense. "Well, that's just water under the bridge now. Come on, do you want to see the cellar now I've cleared it out? It's a lot bigger than we thought," she said, her voice lifting. Mike just nodded dumbly. Tracy put her glass down and deliberately swung her leg in a gentle arc to give him another flash of the stocking tops before she stood, holding out her hand. She grinned to herself, watching his awkwardness with his growing erection. He followed her along the corridor to the door disguised between wooden panels. Opening it, he breathed a relieved sigh when she flicked the light switch on, illuminating the steps down. Carefully, he followed her down into the dim depths of the cellar. It was certainly a lot clearer now. The junk that had been there before had all gone, and he could clearly see small alcoves leading off the main room. "Wow," he said, "this is a lot bigger than I thought." "It is," Tracy replied. "It spreads under the whole house. The plans only show it as one room, but when we cleared it out, we found these small rooms, well, anterooms, really. You wouldn't know they existed unless you cleared it." They walked along the cellar. Eventually, Tracy stopped next to a pile of old stone. "These are the stones they found when they were clearing out. I guess the rooms all had doorways originally, but over time they fell down, leaving just the alcoves. I'm debating whether or not to rebuild one, just for the fun of it." Mike walked into the alcove next to the stones and looked around. An old chest sat in the corner, the sort you might expect to see on a 19th century galleon. I thought you might like these, Tracy said, pointing toward the ceiling. A pair of manacles hung from the darkness. Anne told me how much you wanted to try them. She smiled widely, and in the gloom of the room it was difficult for Mike to see if she was smiling of pleasure or with menace. Do you want to try them, Mike? She whispered, moving next to him, her hand drifting over the bulge in his pants, squeezing it tightly. Oh my, I think your cock does, she giggled. Well, what are you waiting for? Lift your arms. I've put these in just for you. Gingerly, Mike lifted his arms, a little perturbed by the dark side of Tracy. Standing on tiptoes, she fastened the manacles around his wrists. Lowering herself, she unfastened the belt of his pants, letting them fall to the floor. Wow, Mike, you are very hard, she said, stroking his firm erection slowly. A low moan left his lips as he closed his eyes, the pad of her thumb rubbing teasingly over the tip of his cock, sending shudders of pleasure vibrating through his body. Tracy stepped back, watching for a moment, before she slowly started loosening the buttons of her shirt. I wonder just how hard I can make that cock of yours. I wonder if I can make it harder than Anne did, she whispered coyly. You know you can, Mike groaned as he focused on her erect nipples, pressing through the sheer silk of her lingerie. Oh, I think we should let your cock do all the talking, Mike. Your mouth hasn't exactly got a reputation for honesty, she said, moving over to the chest. Mike could hear her lifting the lid, but in the shadows of the room, he couldn't tell what she was doing. He held his breath as she moved behind him. Open your mouth, she whispered gently. As Mike opened his mouth, he felt the intrusion of a ball gag being firmly attached around his head, forcing his mouth open that little bit wider. Unable to speak, as he became painfully aware of the caress of Tracy's fingernails down his back, pushing over the curve of his hips, and then she squeezed his hard cock tighter and tighter. Well, that definitely works, she breathed into his ear, the wet, warm caress of her breath making his cock twitch frantically. Rubbing her hand up and down his shaft slowly, Mike closed his eyes. Damn, he felt so close to coming already. What the fuck was she doing to him? As she squeezed his balls hard, she said, Well, Mike, these feel very full. I guess you haven't seen Anne in a while. Moving back in front of him, Tracy continued to remove her shirt before unbuttoning her skirt and standing before him in the new lingerie she had ventured to buy. What do you think, Mike? She said, posing for him. It's a new look. Do you think it suits me? Oh, your cock is just getting harder and harder. And I do believe that's pre-cum, she whispered, looking at the glistening head of his cock. Moving her hand between her thighs, Tracy moaned as she caressed the wet lips of her pussy through the silk of her lingerie. Pushing them to one side, her fingers thrust deep inside, the sensation that shot through her body causing her knees to buckle a little. She was finding this such a turn-on. Lifting her hand back up, she grinned as she said, I have to say, I am very wet seeing you like this, Mike. His eyes widened as she slid her wet fingers over his lips, giving him a hint of her essence. Mike could feel his body trembling, his cock throbbing with the need to come. You know, I don't think I can get on my knees to suck your cock. I might just ladder my stockings, she said thoughtfully, before moving to the pile of the stones. Lifting one at a time, she placed them across the entrance to the anteroom, creating a low wall that ran right across. Stepping over it, she sat on the wall carefully, her head level with his groin. Well, I guess that solves that problem, she said as she started biting along the length of his shaft. There was a sting of pain with every bite that sent shocks of electricity ricocheting through Mike's body, his pelvis thrusting desperately to push his cock inside her mouth. Not yet, Mike. Maybe not ever, she whispered, grinning as she looked up into his eyes. Her lips slid over his cock, taking him fully into her mouth, before dragging her teeth back up his shaft, inch by painful inch. She could taste how close he was to coming, how desperately he needed to come. Her tongue circled the tip of his cock, tasting his pre-cum, grinning as she watched him writhe with the anticipation of pleasure. Standing, she returned to the trunk. Mike struggles to see what she is doing, but yet again, he cannot. The first he knows about it is a hard strike of a paddle across his bare ass. Growling into his ball gag, the lust burning through his body is driving him mad with desire. Reaching around him, Tracy squeezes his cock again, feeling it tremble in her hands. Oh, that works so well, she says playfully. Feel like you need to come, Mike, she whispers into his ear. Mike nods his head furiously. God, he did need to come. 3 more strikes of the paddle, and his cock is so hard it actually fucking hurts. He can feel his frustrated orgasm swelling in his balls. Tracy returns to the chest, retrieving yet another item, before she moves back in front of Mike. Looking him straight in the eye, she says, "Want to fuck me, Mike?" Again, Mike nods furiously, his body tortured with desire. Pushing her silk-covered mound against his hard cock, she says coyly, "My pussy, or?" Turning quickly, she presses the cheeks of her ass against his weeping erection. "My ass, and said you liked a tight little ass on your cock." Stepping over the stone wall, she turned and watched him writhe on the manacles. Or maybe neither. Moving a large bucket in front of the entrance to the anteroom, taking a trowel from within, she began slopping the mortar between each of the stones, slowly building the stones higher and higher, until there was only one space left. A space for one stone, through which Mike could watch her. Watching the panic in his eyes, Tracy took the vibrator she had removed from the trunk, switching it on. She rubbed it over her clit. Fuck, she was so turned on. Feeling this much power moving through her body, there was no doubt this was the horniest thing she had ever done. Gasping her breast tightly, she rubbed her nipples hard while the vibrator slipped along the lips of her pussy, her eyes never leaving Mike's. The fear in his eyes just fueled her passion as she fucked herself with the vibrator. Her knees buckling as her orgasm spread before her whole body exploded in dark, delightful pleasure. It took a little while for her breast to subside, before turning and looking straight into Mike's eyes. "I think never. Goodbye, Mike," she said as she lifted the last stone into place, securing it with mortar. An eerie silence descended over the cellar as Tracy regained her breath, her legs still trembling from the most powerful orgasm of her life. After a little while, the waves of pleasure subsided as she looked around the silent cellar, mentally counting the anterooms. She smiled to herself as she muttered, "Only 6. I might need a bigger house." So, I hope you like that one. a little nod to Edgar Allan Poe, in case nobody realised it. Yes, it was. One of my favourite stories, yes. Read Edgar Allan Poe. Very short, but very, very good. They will leave an impression, I guarantee you. So, what's happening this week? Friday, we have another Audio Secrets. And then Monday, another story. So, I look forward to seeing you on Friday, when I can take you into my booth yet again. But for now, and always with your pleasure in mind, this is Devlin Wild, wishing you salacious dreams.
Now, as you have enjoyed this show this evening, you can go ahead and subscribe to my podcast so you don't miss another salacious episode. And you know you can go ahead and visit me at wilddesires.com and grab your own free experiential erotic story just for coming.